Thank you.
And we want to go next to a Saudi analyst. His name is Awad Badi. Mr. Badi, I know that this comes several months after Saudi authorities tried to crack down on terrorism following a bombing in May. Is there any indication that Saudis have been making progress against terrorist groups?
What's happening tonight shows that not much progress has been made, you know, so far.
How well are U.S. Go ahead, sir.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay, thank you. How well are U.S. and Saudi authorities cooperating, as far as you can tell? I know the U.S. has been sending FBI agents to Saudi Arabia.
Excuse me, I didn't hear you very well. You know,
That's quite all right. We'll try it again. The United States and Saudi Arabia have been attempting to cooperate more fully, and we'll apologize to our listeners for the difficulty in phone communications to Saudi Arabia. The United States and the Saudis have been trying to cooperate more fully. Is there any evidence, even on this night where there may have been an attack, that that cooperation is bearing fruit?
Really, because people do not see this thing. As much as things going on, you know, we cannot say it's getting the fruit of this kind of cooperation, you know.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll have to stop you there. Awad Badi is a Saudi analyst. Thank you very much for your time.
Sorry about the difficulty
of the phone connection, but we'll try to get back to you soon. And just repeating very briefly, thank you. And just repeating very briefly the information we have, there have been as many as 3 explosions. We're told they are outside the diplomatic area of Riyadh. And we just heard from a Saudi member of parliament that he believes that it was an area mostly occupied by Arabs. We'll bring you more information as we learn it.